Hey everyone, Dana Williamson here with Bad Blessed Anointed Destined LLC. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast here, Visions and Dreams. This is one of my first podcasts on the Anchor platform, and I am totally excited to have all of you listeners, whether you're listening on Anchor or you're listening on Spotify. I appreciate Spotify and what they're doing and why they do it, and I'm ever grateful. But I thank you so much for being a part and for being listeners. Listen, let's get a little bit of housekeeping done. I would love for you to go over to the website, badfbi.info. Again, that's bad, B-A-D, F-B-I, F as in Frank, B as in boy, I, dot info, I-N-F-O. Check out what we're doing. I have a book anthology that will be released in August of 2023. And I am also doing some things with audio. I am marketing myself as an audio narrator, book audio, obviously. Nonetheless, I'd love for you to go over, check out what's happening with the brand, share it with others, leave a comment, leave an email message, just say hi. I appreciate it. And for those of you that have, thank you so much. I appreciate you. So I want to talk briefly about elaborating on, you know, why Visions and Dreams is here on the podcast. And I don't know if I shared that before, but I'm going to share it again if I have. And if I haven't, listen to me basically be nonchalant, I guess you could say, in regards to why I made some of these choices. So I put myself on a business challenge for 12 weeks and started at the beginning of October. So we're actually starting week 5 of that challenge. Next week, I will reflect in the group that I'm in. I will reflect on what my first 6 weeks looks like and exactly, you know, how this has really worked for me in the past 6 weeks. So the first half of this challenge. During this time, God has really released a lot to me that I, you know, have had to take in. I've had to, you know, if you can vision this, sit across my bed with my legs crossed and just be like, wow, what was that? Or, whoa, what is this? And I've had to say, I've had to be clear to myself on what I have going on and what God has shown me. And so what's been troublesome is I've had to say, okay, God, you're taking me through some new things again. You're taking me through a training again. You're putting me through something that you did, 8 years ago. And I don't know. I'm not ready for that. I don't know if I'm ready. Okay. And I said this to Jesus. I said this to God, like, I don't know that I'm ready. And the reason why I've said that to him, and I'm looking for my notes because I want to get the dates right. But the reason why I said that to God was because I felt as if I was in a place of why am I back here? Okay. And hear me. Why am I back here? And my whole reasoning on this, on why I'm in this question mode, is that sometimes you think you go through something and you don't return to that again. You know, you don't return to that place of teaching. You don't go back. There is no back. And I've had to say, okay, well, here I am. Okay, I'll accept this. Okay, I'll do it. Okay, I understand. Okay, when in actuality, I don't. Now, if you think I'm going back and forth and I'm not really, you know, giving you the answers that you need to get, bear with me a second. I need you to just kind of, you know, work with me here, because this is, when I say stuff is deep, it's deep. So as I stated, I was sitting across my bed a couple of times and I had to say, okay, Lord, What is that? What's happened? What's happening to me? And when I figured it out, I had to take notes again, and I had to realize that God had me in this training again, regardless of what I felt like. For those of you that are prophetic and or find yourself with prophetic occurrences, you will understand that when God has you doing something you did years ago, it isn't to take you back and start over. It's to help you be in position for this next level. It's to not to reinvent the wheel, but it's to take you to make this wheel, because you need this wheel. You need this new tire. You know, when you buy a car and you live in an area like I live in the Midwest, and you know, tires wear out, right? 2-3 years after you bought a car, something like, you know, tires wear out. So you go buy a new set of tires. The new set of tires doesn't take you back to the day that you bought the car. It moves you forward. Now you've worn out this set. So now you need to move to this next set. And so what God was basically showing me was that, Dana, in order for you to finish what you've been trying to finish for the past 3 years, you have to go back, do what you did to create the first set. And that's where I'm at. So I started rereading a book, which I know I talked about in the last segment, the last Wednesday Wisdom. And, you know, I found myself, and I had to take these notes because this started September 30th. And so I have this outline. I don't have a date on the next outline, but I have two outlines. Yes, I do have a date. So I have an outline for that started September 30th. And then I have another outline that started October 7th. And so here we are 30 days later of creating the outlines that I'm looking at this again. And I realized why God took me through this, because I had to move prophetically forward past the fork in the road that I had in my own life. Those of you that know me as a business and lifestyle counselor, I help women of faith move past the fork in the road of their businesses, finding out what is personally holding them back so that they can keep going and keep growing. So that's where I was. I have a book that I have to finish, and it will be finished by the end of this year. I don't care if I stay up all night Christmas. It will be finished by the end of this year, if not by the end of this 12 weeks. In finding me, that's what I named the outline. In finding me, and making the notes as the Holy Spirit gave them to me, I realized there were a few things that I was leaving out of me while I was trying to build this business. And something happened today that allowed me to realize, okay, this was confirmation, and I'm running from confirmation. Here's why. When God gives you a vision and a dream in regards to who you are, then you need to run with that. You can't run from it. You need to run with it. And when I say with it, you're not going to run to it, because this is who you are. It's running parallel with you, even though both of your lives look different, or both of the aspects of your life looks different. You don't look like you're the millionaire, but God showed you that you are. So you have to run with that. That means you have to put action behind whatever to get to that millionaire, billionaire status. It's the same thing as a prophet. God releases these different messages to you because of who you are. You cannot run away from what is on the inside of you. This is where I've been in the past few months, especially when I've had to give up office number 2. And realize, you know what, I had to give up office number 2 in order to visually see what was going to happen for the next levels of the bad brand, which is office number 1. That's it. Office number 1 could be considered office number 2 or 1.5, because ministry comes first. And when ministry comes first, you realize that when God shows you these dreams that show you running, helping, building, you know what? When God shows you that you have the strength to do more than what your mind is capable of doing when you're awake. When you wake up, you have to run with that. If I could title this anything, and I think this is what it's going to be, because I do have to title it, this Wednesday Wisdom is going to be called Run With Me. And you have to take this personal. Because some of you are actually out there saying, I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm not sure what it is. I can't put my finger on it. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to go about it. I'm not sure. And God has given you the instructions. He's given you the direction. For me, what God has shown me, and I'm not going to use, because I believe I've used this, not the analogy, but the book that God had me go back to. I've used that already in a recent Wednesday Wisdom. So I'm going to use a different one that God had me reading over and I don't, thank you, Holy Ghost. It wasn't that God had me reading it. I chose to read it because I wanted something different to read over the weekend and figured out that it was something that dropped in my lap just at the right time. So nonetheless, a book I read recently was another reminder of who I am and how strong things are in and around my life because of who I am. I never tried to be the kind of person who talks about being a prophet and, you know, God uses me, but people know, people already know. So when I speak to those people, they already know this isn't anything new to them. This is me just sharing with you. This particular book basically reminded me how deep these rivers flow. And I've been running from that deepness for too long, and God is showing me what I'm missing for me. The reality is that if I was a different person, I might be dabbling in the occult or witchcraft or horoscopes or crystals or something like that. But this is me. This is me knowing who God is. This is me having studied the prophets. This is me. And the reality is that God will allow our eyes to open to see exactly what we need to see at the time we need to see it so that we can move accordingly. Recently, God had showed me a dream where I was literally naked. Naked. Getting ready to take a shower, mind you, but I was naked in front of people and I shouldn't have been. And one of the things that I can reflect on now is that only one person out of quite a few saw that I was naked. One person. And she said, hey, do you realize you don't have any clothes on? And I said, yeah. How can I help you? And so we went on with how I could help her, and I went about my business. The troublesome part about this is the fact that when you find yourself naked in a dream, it's not a good thing. It shows that there are some things that you could be hiding from someone. There are some things that, you know, people see you. Okay, and they see all of you, or it could be that there's some kind of witchcraft going on, and you know, there's the release. In the dream, I didn't try to hide from anything. So I'm believing that yes, there are some things that people are going to see about me, and they're going to learn about me, the unadulterated naked truth, and I'm not running from it. And the reason why I'm not running from it is because it's me. Now, I shared that to say, hey, again, yeah, it's me. But I shared that to say the reality of who we are as ministry leaders and entrepreneurs is that we live a life. We do not carry, the real ones do not carry on any kind of imposter syndrome because we are who we are. Because with God, we have this type of clarity. Now, eventually in the dream, I covered myself or something, or as I walked away after helping this lady, I did cover myself, and it was no big deal because the person who needed to see me saw me. Saw me for who I really was and still needed my help. Meaning that whoever I was or whoever needs me in the living or in the natural, in our waking moments, whoever needs me, the reality is I am who I am. I live in a neighborhood that I live in. My house needs work. But guess what? I can help you. And I didn't have to tell her that. I just said, how can I help you? And when she said what she needed, I helped her. I went on my way, naked and unafraid. Now, that was probably how Eve was supposed to be before she started eating them apples and everything. But that's on her. Okay. I'm just going to leave that at that. Nonetheless, when you know that clarity comes, when God uses you or uses dreams to speak to you, he's showing you something for a reason. He's connecting you to various aspects of your life, past, present, future, for a reason. Now, I don't mind sharing that, you know, that dream with you, not to make myself look bad, but for me to share with you that the reality of who and what we are in and around God means that there's going to be times where, you know, things that people don't understand or things that people don't like, it is still who you are. Being naked and basically, you know what? One, we're supposed to die to flesh daily, right? But being naked in the eyes of the people who really want to judge you, where the person who needs you doesn't even care that you're naked. They're letting you know because they don't want you to be embarrassed, but you're still there in your nakedness to be able to help. Come on now. You have to understand what that actually is. That is you being in position. That is you not even being afraid. And you know what? Yeah, I don't have all of what I need, but that means nothing because I can help you. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let me go back to what I learned, what I listened to earlier today. It was another confirmation. One of the things she talked about, this lady on Instagram, she was talking about the spirituality part. And I said, you know what? A lot of what she's saying is what I'm trying to do, is what I'm trying to accomplish with and around my clients. And the Holy Spirit said to me, this is what I'm trying to get you to see. Not in those words, but, you know, my conversation, I'm trying to tell you in layman's terms. And so the Holy Spirit was saying, this is what I'm trying to get you to see. You have this capability. Your story almost mirrors hers. You got to do what you got to do. And this is, you can make it happen because you can make it happen, but you're standing behind yourself, holding yourself back. Why? When you have the capability, naked and unafraid, to help anyone that needs it. I woke up this morning like, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I don't know what I've done. Lord, Lord. But throughout the day, God met. I was feeling like there's something coming. And because I'm feeling like there's something coming, then I know that within my heart of hearts that I know I have the capability to handle whatever is coming. And so I have these notes in front of me, my finding me outline. I've made all these notes. I haven't looked at them in 2 weeks, but I made all these notes. And I said, I'm looking at this now and I'm saying, I need to run with this. What am I doing that's holding me back? Why am I doing that? Why am I sitting in a place where I'm holding me back instead of running with me? Those of you who believe in doppelgangers, they always say we have a twin somewhere, not related to us, but looks just like us, blah, 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 blah. But if you watch those TV shows and there's like a whole nother universe, a parallel universe, just slightly off by a little bit. I believe that's my doppelganger. I'm just use that as an example. I'm running with me because my twin, my actual person, is moving forward in her millionaire, billionaire, bad queen of the round table-ness. Her royal highness-ness. She's doing it. Okay? And she's moving, although we're moving on the same plateau, we're slightly different. What's the slightly difference? She's walking in her promises, her purpose, her everything. I am trying to get there. But if I changed my mind and just said, I'm already there, her and I would just meld together and things would just be different. When you think about running with you, you need not run against you. You need not run against the current. You need not run away from the problem. Remember Jonah. You can't run away from the problem. You can't run away from the things that you think might hurt you. You can't run away. Because even like Jonah, if you tried to run away, but it's a situation where God needs you and only you to handle, oh, he's going to bring you back around to what he told you to do. So running with yourself is the entire purpose. Running to get to the end is the entire, or to the next level is the entire purpose. So when God shows me these different things about myself and visions and dreams, I am not afraid. I am repentive. I have a way about me or a heart about me that says I need to stay and get on God's side. I need to stop running from who I am, or, you know, stop being so, you know. And this is, let me say this like this, because some of you are saying, oh, she says that all the time. She can't keep running from herself and keep doing this, that, or the other. Let me tell you something. I'm not saying this because I'm running from myself or from what God has called me to do all that time ago. What I'm doing is I'm not moving at a steady pace for the level that I'm on, because in a minute I need to level up. I need to get past this level. I've done all the other things I was supposed to do. Now I'm on a different level to do the things that I need to do next. I can't get off this level until I know that what I was supposed to do, I've done. So I literally, at the time that I wrote these, when I let go of office number 2 and I wrote this outline and I started this challenge, I leveled up then. But at that level, in that room, I wasn't supposed to be there long. So at this point, here we are, November 2nd, I'm at a place where, okay, no, I gotta go. I've got to take this outline and I've got to apply it as such, the way that God has given it to me. And I need to finish the book, which is the project, as to why this outline was even created. It has nothing to even do with me. Well, it has something to do with my life, but it has nothing to do with me holding up my life any longer. It has to do with me releasing the message that is very important, that goes along the lines of what he told me all that time ago. Eight years ago, when I first created the Prophetic Patterns teaching, and when I wrote started writing the Demia Willis series, there is something about obedience that takes you out of the zone of you can't get by. Not there's people like us. I'm talking to the people who know that they are ministry leaders. Okay. People that know they walk in the prophetic. That's who I'm talking to right now. We don't get a second chance. God is not a God of second chances. He's a God of, if I called you to do it and I need you to do it, you gonna do it. I don't care about nobody else. You are going to do it. That's not a second chance. That's making you do what I said do. That's making you do what I said do. Period. And that's where I am. And that's where you are. There's many of you that are in this position that are saying, here's my second chance. Here's my opportunity. Here's my... So if you want to call it a second chance, listen, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you from doing that. But you know what God told you to do. And if he's giving you this opportunity, you want to call it a second chance, hey, go right ahead. I might call it a second chance. I don't believe it's a second chance because God is not the God of second chances. He's the God to do what I said before I make somebody else do it. I don't want anybody else to complete my assignment because I'm not going to hell on a technicality. So at the end of the day, I'm in a position of, okay, let me figure out how I need to do this. Let me ask the Holy Spirit what I'm missing. Let me move in a direction that makes sense for what God is calling me to. And let me make sure I'm not forgetting anything. Put me in a place, Lord God, where I understand how I'm supposed to help not only myself, but others. What is this new project? Is this project something that I know I need to do or I'm thinking I need to do? Where am I, God? You follow what I'm saying? This is how we do what we do. This is how we run with ourselves. This is how we let God lead us in this race we're running. And it's not really a race, but hear me out. This is how we do what we do, and we don't play games about it. So run with yourself. Run with who you are. Run and don't quit. The visual that God has given us all is very important. And we cannot be afraid, and we cannot keep asking for clarity because he's given it to all of us. I want you to take that today, this Wednesday wisdom, and I want you to apply it to your life. And don't be afraid, and don't care what other people might think, because it's not up to them. It's completely up to you. God bless. And have a wonderful rest of your day.